solid day. You know, I don't think we're super thrilled, but I also don't, I'm not super disappointed. I think, you know, we were the 9th-ranked team coming in, and we got 9th. So, you know, we kind of ran to par. I think, you know, obviously you always want to exceed that. We, you know, we were a little banged up at 5, and so we didn't run a couple kids. And I think if we run them, we're a stronger team, and that's, that'll happen here in the next couple weeks. And so I think we've got some other kind of weapons in the tank here. But, you know, overall, I thought our top three ran great. You know, Bethany Haas obviously had a great day. She was our number one. 21st at this meet as a true freshman is crazy good. You know, that's the only way I can put it. You know, Maddie was up in the hunt. She really fought in there. She faded a little bit at the end, but still got 33rd, which is a good day for her. And then Megan was 44th. So, you know, I told them top 40 at this meet is really, really elite. And to have three in the top 45, I thought was really good. Then we just, you know, we need to get our 4 and 5 a little closer. And I think we've done that already this year. We just didn't quite do it today. So we got to execute a little bit better in that range. But overall, I think a lot of that was because some people tried some different race plans, which we wanted to do here was try something a little different and know what we can keep tweaking. So that I was really pleased with, that people kind of executed what we had talked about. And for some people, that didn't work great. And so now we have to go back to the drawing board and maybe try something a little bit different. But overall, you know, again, I thought we came out of it around a B. You know, it would have been great to come out with an A+, but we have a lot of weeks to keep racing here and keep getting better. And like I told the team too, when you look at the results, we have freshman, junior, freshman, freshman, sophomore, sophomore, sophomore. So it's a young group, and they've just got to go through these things to get a little more weathered and a little more experienced. And the good news is there's talent. We just got to keep getting a little more weathered and keep believing in ourselves that we can be good.
What do you take away from today to keep building?
You know, I think one of the things is, and obviously for the Big Ten meet, we're back on this course, but I do think, you know, a lot of our top kids right now are a little more comfortable on the track. And so some of the courses that are, this was obviously not like a track at all today, hilly, muddy, all that stuff, you know, with Maddie Stranimo and Bailey Ness and some of those guys that are more comfortable on the track right now. I think a course like Notre Dame, a course like Wisconsin, that's a little more manicured, a little less hilly, you know, where you can get in a tempo and you can kind of cruise, is going to suit those guys a little bit better. So I think just kind of knowing that's going to come down the road. But obviously we need to take, again, just some ideas on how to tweak some race strategy on this course. And overall, again, I think it's a little twist of the screw. It's not going back to the drawing board and starting